A comprehensive analysis by Tralee Chamberlains found that in October 2020, 19% of all property in the town centre was idle, 24% of retail units and 20% of residential units surveyed were vacant. A more recent report is the Geodirectory Commercial Buildings Analysis for the fourth quarter of last year. It puts commercial vacancy rates in Kerry as a whole at 12.2%. Within Kerry, Killarney has a commercial vacancy rate of 12.5%, Tralee is on 18% commercial vacancy, and Listowel leads the way with a commercial vacancy rate of 21.4%. Tralee Chambers' report is over 2 years old, and two of the vacancies it references specifically, the old Dunn Stores shop on the Mall and the Brownfield site across the road from Austinstack Park, have since come into new ownership. Intersport Elvries has now moved into the old Dunn's shop, and construction has started on a medical centre at the site near Austinstack Park. However, even when vacant or derelict sites come into new ownership, swift action to bring them back into use doesn't always follow as quickly. In decades past, the month of August in Tralee meant shortening evenings, back-to-school shopping, the Rose of Tralee Festival, and of course, the Tralee Races. Crowds thronged to Ballybeggan for a day out. On their way into town after the day at the races, they'd passed the Goblin Factory and its workers clocking off for the evening, and the busy Kerryman Building winding down too. But that's a long time ago now. There hasn't been a racing festival in Tralee in August since 2008. The former Goblin and Glen Dimplex factory here in Clash closed for good in 2006 and has lain idle for the past 16 years. The Kerryman newspaper moved out of and sold this building beside me in 2007, and it has remained mostly untouched since. Both sites were bought in one 15.2-acre package deal by Richard Boyle & Sons Limited in 2018. Almost 5 years have passed since that new ownership was registered, and both buildings remain in the state they had been in for the previous decade. At the time, Tralee Chamber Alliance called for the owners to bring the site back into use as soon as possible. One of those driving the Chamber's attempt to revitalise Tralee is its chief executive, Colette O'Connor.
There's a number of very obvious vacant properties, and we'd always be looking at companies. We saw Relate Care now last week announcing the new jobs, and they're up in MTU. It would be lovely if we could get something like Relate Care to get into the town centre, into one of the vacant properties. That's always part of our strategy as well. As soon as anybody comes into town, or anybody who's even thinking about coming into town, we'd always be having conversations going on in the background. There's a number of companies at the moment very interested in coming into Tralee, and we would be there looking at identifying sites for them with Kerry County Council, but we're not at liberty to disclose that until there's an agreement in place, but that's always there.
Then there's the Goblin and Kerryman site as well.
That's right. We would be urging that would be listed as a brownfield site, yeah, ready for investment. It is listed, yeah. I have no idea what conversations they had around it, who was even approached about it, but it's there, and we would love to see something going to it. It's an awful waste. Yeah. It's an awful waste. I mean, that whole stretch of road there where those two sites are, the fantastic location, like, fantastic. It's so close to the train station and everything for public transport, people commuting in. Ideal, yeah. Ideal for investment.
Records released to this documentary under FOI show that Kerry County Council was engaging with Richard Boyle & Sons Limited in September 2019 about potentially leasing the warehouse on the old Goblin site. But that's where the communication stopped, and the next time the council got in touch with Richard Boyle & Sons Limited about this site was in November 2019 to inform the company that it saw illegal dumping at the site and requesting the company to clear it. No other records of communication were released. Sources with a working knowledge of Irish legislation indicated to this documentary that a possible reason why these sites haven't been declared derelict is that they don't detract from the area around it, because the area around it is in a similar state. In response to media queries from this documentary, Richard Boyle & Sons Limited says it was delighted when the opportunity came about to purchase the site in question beside its Tralee branch, as Richard Boyle & Sons Limited says it is a family-run business which prides itself on reinvesting in Kerry, as it has done since the inception of the business. The company says the economic landscape has been turbulent since those emails in 2019, and a combination of factors, including the pandemic, impact of the war in Ukraine, energy and cost of living crisis, as well as increasing interest rates, mean it has prioritised its existing retail business, which has seen its own challenges with the hyperinflation seen in the construction industry. The company says that accordingly, the environment for redevelopment did not make financial sense. Richard Boyle & Sons Limited says it's engaging with various parties as it explores the best use of the site for 2023 and beyond, and it says it is 100% committed to revitalising the site in question for the benefit of the Tralee economy. Kerry County Council told this documentary that it has previously received complaints about illegal dumping at the sites in question. It says where dumping is evident on private property, it is normal practice to contact the landowner and to request that they deal with the issue. This happened in the case in question and the waste was removed. However, it will continue to monitor the situation. There are derelict sites and there are vacant properties, but here at Anna Banks on the outskirts of Castlemaine, there's an entirely vacant estate. In December 2003, Gerard O'Dowd was granted planning permission at this site for 24 residential units, including 14 houses and 9 apartments, as well as a 12-bed hotel with a bar and restaurant and 2 retail units. Works began on the development in 2006. However, within a year, works had stopped, with 14 houses in varying stages of completion and almost €164,000 owed to the council in levies. And so it became one of Ireland's many so-called ghost estates dotted around the country, the physical scars of an era which left too many. Planning records show that a meeting was held in April 2011 between representatives from Allied Irish Bank and Kerry County Council. But at that stage, a brief mention of the council acquiring the estate or any of the dwellings was quickly put to bed within a matter of weeks. The site was auctioned in 2012, and in 2014, property development company Molmac Limited became the new full registered owner of the site. In the years since, Fianna Fáil councillor Michael O'Shea from nearby Milltown says frustrations have grown locally about the ghost estate, but he's not without his concerns as to its current suitability to house people.
Definitely, from a housing point of view, it's a scandal that this is vacant so long, especially when you have so many families who are awaiting social housing or any form of housing in the locality. So it's an outright scandal to see up to 20 houses that could be housing 20 families and many children. That would definitely boost the Castlemaine, Kiltalla area. It is a major embarrassment for Kerry County Council. It's a major embarrassment for anybody in Castlemaine and a major embarrassment for anybody who's entering the Dingle Peninsula from the Castlemaine side. To see this ghost estate, it is a crying shame. It should have been knocked straight away. I've asked the council to put an enforcement order on that, to knock it. I've asked that on several occasions, Mark, going back in time. I asked the question, is the estate fit for habitation? Or if it's not, knock the damn thing, because of its eyesore. We've asked the council, I've asked them, enforcement, get it cleaned up. It's a mess over there, with steel barriers around it and bushes growing at the height of a skyscraper. It is a scandal how any local authority could stand over that. I'm not an engineer, Mark, I'm not a contractor. But I can tell you, Mark, I'm all my life gone back and over to Castlemaine, and Castlemaine is a beautiful town and a beautiful area. But I know when the River Main backs up, I know when there's a high tide and there's a spring tide, and I know what happens there. And I'm sure that there's issues out there in terms of the powers that be, that there are cautious feelings about it being flooded. I would think so. You just can't put people in there right now.
Molmac Limited was granted permission to retain the existing works at this site and to complete the houses in late 2020. Work began again at this site 15 years after it originally started. But the project was hit with bad news, says local TD Brendan Griffin.
The project is stalled again because an approved housing body that had come on board and had agreed to purchase the houses once they'd been done up and made ready for purchase pulled out after the works had actually initiated, citing insurance issues, which is very frustrating. And lots of other pieces of the jigsaw, you know, in terms of water, in terms of footpaths, electricity, all these other things we'd been working on and we had resolved. And this one issue of insurance relating to flooding, actually, of all things. And as you can see where we are here, the level of this site is far higher than the rest of the village, so it really doesn't make much sense, because if this site floods, well, there's no hope for the rest of the village. But right now it's something that we're working on, trying to find another body or perhaps even the local authority to come on board, because we've 14 units here, very, very good condition, relatively little work required to get them habitable, and they could be 14 fabulous homes for people who are currently awaiting homes. So it's really important that we will get this project over the line. And also look from an aesthetic point of view then as well, it's the main, you're actually, the sign is just over there, welcome to the Dingle Peninsula, and this is the first thing you see, the ghost estate that's here for 14 years. It's not ideal. As I said, look, we don't give up. I mean, we'll keep on this, and I'm confident we'll get it over the line.
The approved housing body, Tua Housing, was rumoured to be involved in this development, and a spokesperson for TUA confirmed it was one of the bodies approached about the Anna Banks estate, but after careful consideration and due diligence, they decided not to proceed further. The owners of the site, Molmac Developments Limited, provided a statement in response to media queries from this documentary. It says it is currently waiting on the council to respond about the possibility of the council purchasing the estate or advising the company on another possible housing association that would purchase it. At Kerry County Council's last annual budget meeting, Councillor Michael O'Shea called on the council to intervene, take over and finish the Anna Banks estate. Council Chief Executive Moira Murrell said where there is an unfinished estate that has not yet been moved on by the council, there are significant issues. The council's Director of Housing, Martin O'Donoghue, said there are significant issues with the estate, that attempts have been made to bring it into a social housing programme, but it was not possible because there is a serious, significant impediment. This documentary asked Kerry County Council what these issues are, but the council said it's not something it can comment on at this time. Kerry County Council told this documentary that its Housing Estates Unit has had no recent or ongoing contact in respect of this private estate. Molmac Developments Limited says it has spent tens of thousands applying for various utilities and fees for the site and in doing some grounds works in the hope that social housing bodies would buy the houses. It says the substantial money required to finish the works would be very hard to finance other than in a social contract. The company added deals with housing associations have fallen through on technicalities, including that the site be subject to a 1,000-year flood test for insurance purposes. The company was asked by this documentary if it had any concerns about the safety of the site, to which it replied, no, any issues would be resolved. The company also thanked locals for being very patient and thanked Tommy Griffin from the office of TD Brendan Griffin for his instrumental help with all aspects of the project. The company said if no housing association acts soon, it will finish the works and sell the houses here behind me to individuals on the open market.